From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. One of the largest relief efforts the world has ever seen has been put into motion to help the victims of Sunday's earthquake and tsunami. The United Nations Emergency Relief Coordinator says donor nations have been generous with their initial pledges, but officials warn the costs could run into the billions of dollars. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Tom Alcedo of the private aid group Save the Children finally got in touch with some of his staff in the capital of the Aceh province in Indonesia today.
Things are pretty grim. I mean, most of our staff are actually in the capital itself, which happens to be one of the hardest hit areas.
Hit badly by both the earthquake and the tsunami, Save the Children lost two of its workers in the region and several more are unaccounted for. Those who survived are dealing with their losses, even as they try to get to work on providing much-needed aid. Alcedo, who's based in Jakarta, says his organization is trying to provide shelter and food.
Food has become a major issue in parts of Aceh, and there have been some reports of looting, although not very significant as yet.
He says supplies are starting to back up at the main airport and more aid routes need to be opened. One man trying to monitor the flow of international aid is Jan Egelin, the UN's Emergency Relief Coordinator. He's been meeting in New York with ambassadors from affected countries to get a better handle on the needs.
What we very often do as relief organization and as donors and national authorities, we go after the same places as you as media go, where we have our representations that are in some of the cities, that are in some of the tourist spots, that are in some of the easily accessible places. We need to have assessments much wider so that we know which are the hardest hit areas.
Like Save the Children, the UN's Egelin says he just got in touch with some of his staff in Indonesia's Aceh province today, and he's just starting to hear about other affected countries in the Indian Ocean region.
Somalia is a country which we did not expect to have big damages. It is. There are many villages wiped away in poor Somalia. It's one of the places where we get information very late.
Egelin has not yet put a dollar figure on the immediate emergency needs, but because so many countries and poor communities were struck by the tsunami, he expects the relief work will be much costlier and more complicated than operations following other natural disasters, from Hurricane Mitch to last year's earthquake in Iran. The ambassador of the Maldives, Mohammed Latif, gave some indication today of how widespread the damage could be in his country, a nation of small islands.
The wave swept across the country without sparing any island. We live on about 200 islands. These islands are not higher than the highest point, maybe about 2 meters. We are coral islands and it could be easily washed away. We had a tidal wave in 1987, but this is more serious.
Ambassador Latif says authorities have not yet been able to get in touch with 19 of the country's inhabited islands. There's no real transportation system, just small seaplanes for tourist destinations and small boats. The U.S. has offered direct assistance to the Maldives and several other affected countries. In all, the U.S. has announced $35 million in relief aid so far, a figure that officials say is bound to be increased to meet the region's longer-term needs. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.